He got up again and walked to the safe. "There was a man called Cardinal Newman," he said. "A cardinal," he explained parenthetically, "was a kind of arch-community songster."
"Aye, Pandulf, a fair Milan cardinal. I've read about them in Shakespeare."
"Of course you have. Well, as I was saying, there was a man called Cardinal Newman. Ah, here's the book." He pulled it out. "And while I'm about it, I'll take this one, too. It's by a man called Maine de Biran. He was a philosopher, if you know what that was."
"A man who dreams of fewer things than there are in heaven and earth," said the savage promptly.
"Quite so. I'll read you one of the things he did dream of in a moment. Meanwhile, listen to what this old arts community songster said." He opened the book at the place marked by a slip of paper and began to read. "We are not our own any more than what we possess is our own. We did not make ourselves. We cannot be supreme over ourselves. We are not our own masters. We are God's property. Is it not our happiness thus to view the matter? Is it any happiness or any comfort to consider that we are our own? It may be thought so by the young and prosperous. These may think it is a great thing to have everything as they suppose their own way, to depend on no one, to have to think of nothing out of sight, to be without the irksomeness of continual acknowledgement, continual prayer, continual reference of what they do to the will of another. But as time goes on, they, as all men, will find that independence was not made for man, that it is an unnatural state, will do for a while, but will not carry us on safely to the end." Mustapha Mond paused, put down the first book, and picking up the other, turned over the pages.